New EU rules come into force tomorrow, which will require websites, apps and devices to be accessible for people with disabilities and also elderly people. And if companies fail to comply, they could be hit with fines or even prison sentences for senior staff. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan reports.
Departure airport edit. Length. Departure airport edit.
So I'm going to fill in my departure airport.
Arrival airport edit. Length.
And I'm going to fill in my arrival airport.
Brian Dalton is looking up flights online.
Departure date, day edit, length, placeholder.
And I'm going to fill in my date.
Brian is blind and is a wheelchair user. He relies on screen reader software to navigate through the internet.
I will read the news headlines on various websites. I will want to book flights for holidays. I will want to book concert tickets. I'll want to do online shopping, just as anybody would. But then I work in the area as well. So at the moment, I'm a senior accessibility test engineer.
Even with the best software, if the website isn't well designed, it can pose problems for people with disabilities.
Is the heading structure accessible? Is the text on each link accessible? So if I get a website, for example, and the link says click here, that doesn't really tell me an awful lot about where I'm going to go. If I get a website that says book flights, that tells me exactly what's going to happen.
From tomorrow, the European Accessibility Act comes into force, which requires that websites, apps and devices must be accessible for people with disabilities and elderly people, a move that's being welcomed by Brian Dalton.
I think it will be amazing because what it's going to do is it's going to harmonise the standard of accessibility across EU member states. For example, there are guidelines around audio description, which says that pre-recorded video content has to be accompanied by an audio track. There's also guidelines around the functionality needing to be accessible by keyboard users.
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen.
At the studios of New Graphic in Dublin, designers work with clients to make their websites more accessible.
VoiceOver Pro, entering Heritage Ireland web content.
Dermot Slattery is a director at New Graphic. He and his team have been busy getting ready for the new EU rules.
It means that any kind of digital product, be it a website, be it an app, be it an ATM, there's myriad amount of digital products needs to be accessible. Obviously, websites should be accessible. You wouldn't build a new leisure centre and not make it accessible. And you're talking about bigger businesses here with the resources to make them accessible. And right now, I think that there's a knowledge gap because they just don't know. First of all, they don't know about accessibility enough. Second of all, then they're going to need some help.
Link. Skip to content. Visited. Link.
How you write your content, the images you put up, the videos you put up. The videos need transcripts. The images need alt tags. And they need contextual ones. And the content needs to be structured in such a way that it's understandable.
Companies that fail to comply with the new accessibility laws could face fines of up to €60,000 and even prison sentences for senior staff. Digital Business Ireland has expressed concerns about a lack of understanding among companies. A recent survey carried out by the group showed that nearly half of Irish businesses remain unaware of the requirements.
90% said that they had not any budget allocated to be compliant.
Caroline Dunley is the chairperson of Digital Business Ireland and says companies need additional supports from the government.
We feel that they should be looking at grant support, and they can tier that grant support based on the size of the business. There's a lot of different business sizes, and there's an investment into making a website accessible. There's an investment into making sure that whether somebody is visually impaired, that the screen readers are put in there, ensuring that the colour contrasts are there. So all of that has to be funded.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has been designated as one of the lead supervisory authorities in Ireland for the new Accessibility Act and has produced a set of guidelines for small businesses.
Search flights button.
And I'm on the search flights button. On the
Internet users like Brian Dalton say the new rules shouldn't be something to be feared by businesses, but rather an opportunity to deliver better websites and a better user experience for all.
Independence for me is freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it. So if I decide in the middle of the night time, for whatever reason, that I want to sit down and book my holidays or do my online shopping or read the newspaper, I can do it independently of anybody else because the accessibility requirements will be implemented.
And that was Brian Dalton, ending that report from our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.